Let us bring in one of our good friends. He's been on the show before, Stephen Travers. He is an author. He lives here in the Bay Area. He's written over 20 books. Steve, you wrote a good one here, The Life and Los Angeles Times of Jim Murray. You call him the poet. Nice to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Marty.
Yeah, this is a good one. Tell us about, give us a little background so the fans can understand why you chose this one, and also the style you did of working in the Murray columns into some historical perspectives of sports. I like that.
Well, I went to USC. I lived in Los Angeles for the better part of 15 years and subscribed to the Los Angeles Times, and for all practical purposes, grew up reading Jim Murray and was highly influenced by him, and felt that he was the best sports writer I'd ever read, if not the best anywhere, and felt that his legacy, especially at this point with newspapers going down, you just don't see that kind of writing anymore. I felt that that needed to be captured.
Well, you did it. You did it beautifully. How about the style, so fans can get an idea? Because there have been some anthologies of Murray's columns. This is not that. This weaves in other things.
Well, yeah, and I try to weave in the history of the Los Angeles Times and the history of the city of Los Angeles and the state of California, all of which are embodied by Jim Murray as he's writing during a period of great growth in the state. And so a lot of momentous things are happening, and I'm talking about how the LA Times covered those events during the Murray years, and eventually how the paper embodied the how all newspapers have slowly but surely dissipated. And I try to describe all of these events, which really happened just as Jim Murray is passing away in 1998. We see the demise of the Times and the demise of newspapers in general.
Steve Travers is with us. The book is The Poet on this Sunday morning. I like it. Steve, give a couple of examples of some historical piece of L.A. or California, how you did that, and what Murray may have said about a particular moment. What jumped out at you? What did you like?
Well, I feel that the highlight of the state's history and Los Angeles history was the 1984 Olympic Games. And Jim was really an optimist, and there had been a lot of articles and a lot of punditry that said Los Angeles would be blasé and would not handle the 84 Olympics, that there would be too much traffic and too much smog. And Murray would write this. He would say, well, Los Angeles is a city that handles big sporting events very well, whether it's the Rose Bowl, the Super Bowl, the Olympics, and all of the naysayers would be wrong. And he was absolutely correct. And the Olympics turned out to be one of the most, if not the most successful Olympic Games ever, and I think really a highlight in the state's history and in the city's history, and I think Jim captured that very well.
Yeah, he did. I love those references and how you work that in. Jim Murray's style, and I tried to describe it earlier in the show today. You may have heard it. It was a little bit of humor. He got right to the heart of an issue. There was some sarcasm from time to time. How would you describe Jim Murray's style?
Well, a little bit of everything. A little bit of his Irish Catholic past. The Irish tend to be poets, so I think you get a lot of that. Some of that jaunty Damon Runyon-esque style of the 20s and 30s from the Depression that formed him, and then also the new style of journalism that you see in the Raymond Chandler noir period of Los Angeles in the 40s, because Jim was covering the Black Dahlia case. And then his Hollywood years, where he's covering the movies for Time magazine. So all of this comes together in what I call a jaunty L.A. style of writing, which is different from, say, the staid approach that you see in the New York Times or even in Time magazine. And it's a new way of writing and a new approach that I think memorialized the Los Angeles Times at that particular period.
Yeah, just a couple of things that I just pick up one page, and this is how he describes the Masters. The Masters might have been the Vatican of golf, but the course was so tricky it was really Devil's Island, a real horror show. Then when Don Drysdale died young, Murray wrote, God took him out in the top of the seventh. So it's those kind of references within the book that touches me. But Murray was not healthy, and that is also a part of his legacy, the way he continued on fighting health problems.
Well, he had a series of absolutely horrid events occur one on top of the other, and this goes to that sense of, Irish sorrow that embodies his writing. First, he goes blind. Then his son, his youngest son, dies of a drug overdose. Then his wife more or less loses the will to live after this and has cancer, and she passes away. And so all of these happen one on top of the other, and it's captured in a 1986 Sports Illustrated piece by Rick Riley, in which he called him the king of the sports page. This poor guy, blind and alone, keeping it together with humor in the sports page for all of the world to see, that the comedian hiding behind the laughter. And then finally, redemption in the form of a new relationship and a marriage to Linda McCoy Murray, who really revived him. I don't know if Jim lives another 12 years if it isn't for Linda McCoy marrying him and bringing new life back into Jim's life.
Very good. You did a good job with this. I enjoy this, and I recommend it. I really do. For anyone who enjoys the history of newspapers, history of California, and also working in the beautiful words of Jim Murray. You talked about his wife passing, and I just picked up that page. She always came into the room like a sunrise, is what he said about her. And just the next few pages, some beautiful tributes to her. Nice job. As I say, are you getting good reviews on it? Where do people get the book, and what's going on with it?
Well, we sold out the book at the L.A. Times Festival of Books and also at a book signing at USC, so it's doing very well, and it always helps to be on your show. And your next guest, Bruce Jenkins,
yes.
He was integral in terms of providing the insight into the Murray family. He grew up in Malibu next to the Murrays, which is incredible. What an experience for him to grow up as a young guy who wants to be a sports writer. So I'm sure you can ask him about that. But he gave a lot of insight to the family. So, yeah, it's I think it encompasses not just his writing, but who he was as a person, his personal relationships. People who knew him respected him and loved him, and even though he was a revered figure, he never talked down or wrote down to anybody.
Now, I wish I could have met him. Jim Murray is the subject of Steve Travers' book, The Poet. There's also an interview in there with Bill Dwyer, excuse me, from the L.A. Times. That's very interesting. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, Bill Dwyer, similar to Jim, I asked him about Jim's religious views or how he dealt with the tragedy of losing his wife and his son. And he said he was a stoic Irish Catholic just like me, you know. I think you're talking about a guy of a different time and a different era, comes out of the 20s and the Depression era. And Bill was just the right guy to be Jim Murray's editor. He takes over as the editor after Murray's been there about 20 years, so he doesn't have to change a lot. But he said occasionally Jim would get a little sexist, a little what Bill would call old guy stuff, and he'd have to change it here and there. But by and large, you don't really edit Jim Murray too much.
No.
But he had a lot of great insight into Jim's career.
Well, congratulations. Steve Travers, the book is The Poet. I know we've got a lot of holidays coming up, and I think this is a good choice. Steve, where do you get the book?
I would say Amazon.com is probably your best bet. Also, you can check out my website at redroom.com and just do the search engine for Travers, and my website will come up.
Fabulous. Steve, thanks for being on this Sunday morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. I enjoyed this book. Raph, this is a good one. You should consider this, and Gabi, consider this. This is a good book. 808 KMBR on this Sunday morning. I like to do this on Sunday, and I've gotten a number of books recently. One, talking about the late Eddie Logan, who was the equipment manager for the Giants for years. And Mike Murphy is in that book as well. We're going to get that one reviewed. A book about the DiMaggio's. Very interesting. I just got that this week. So this is the time of year with Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up, graduations coming up. And if you have a book out there, and if you would like me to take a look at it and maybe get you on the show, If it's appropriate for the audience, I'm glad to do it.